Locker room chats continue. Now a chance to get into the Big 7 as we now talk to Nemaha Central boys basketball coach. That is John Thomas. It is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Thunder last season, 14-6, got it to the state tournaments, an 11-3 mark. Good for a second place finish in a very good Big 7 league. You look at just the quality of the team that you had on the floor last year and the success that you had, Coach. How would you just kind of assess 2020?
Well, 2020, we kind of went into the season with high expectations, and we just really struggled in 2020 to get consistent. And in the end, I guess we were a little disappointed with the way things came out with our overall record and with the way our season ended.
Yeah, fell in the first round of sub-states. Obviously, you've been with the team for a long time, and you know, it's obviously tough when you lose one of your better players. Zach Kramer, of course, lost during the football season with a knee injury. You know, talk about how difficult it is to replace a guy of that caliber and the production that he's had for you.
Well, you know, I think it kind of depends on the position you're losing and the talent of the person you're losing. But losing a point guard is probably one of the worst one of the worst positions to have to lose somebody and figure out what you're going to do. And you know, Zach was extremely valuable to us last year. Would have been extremely valuable to us this year as well. And you know, we've got another senior that's capable of being the point guard, so we're going to be able to transition to somebody else. But it's just going to be different without him on the floor. And hopefully, with our other seniors, we'll get it figured out. Sometimes it'll be by committee, and sometimes we'll actually have a point guard out there.
Yeah, plenty of guys are going to have to step up, obviously, and provide some quality minutes for you. Wade Leonard, Cooper Hike, a couple of younger players, you know, an opportunity to kind of prove themselves. And, you know, Carter Lutz, Sam McWilliams, a couple of other guys to keep an eye on as well. What about Marcus and Curtis Beck? You know, what about those two? Obviously, very good production last season. What's the expectations for them this year?
Well, they have high expectations in themselves, and you know, they've worked extremely hard over the off season and played a lot of basketball and did a lot of individual instruction as well to get better. So, I think they expect themselves to produce bigger and greater things than what they did a year ago, and I would expect this. See that happen as well.
Big 7, always a very competitive league. It starts with Perry LeCompton this week. You know, just kind of the overall outlook of the Big 7 for this season, for at least what you know right now. How competitive is the league going to be this year?
Oh, year in, year out, it's very good. You know, and I Roll Valley's going to be very good again. They didn't lose anybody. And Sabeth is on the rise. Holton's on the rise. Hiawatha will be competitive. It's going to be a very good league again.
Start off with Perry LeCompton on Friday night. What's the early scouting report on the cost for this year?
Well, new coach, but obviously we're familiar with him moving over from Jeff West. So I think we have some ideas on what they'll be like and what they're going to be running. But I guess time will tell. And I know they're going kind of in a little bit of a rebuild as well. They graduated a lot last year, so. You know, we know we're going to get a good game from them, but what exactly we're going to see, we'll just have to wait and see.
That's John Thomas, Nemaha Central boys basketball coach. Our locker room chats again presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. His team will get a trip to Perry LeCompton to begin the season on Friday night, a ball game you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, we really appreciate the time here this week. Of course, it's going to be a lot of fun watching you guys this season, but good luck against Perry LeCompton. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.